Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, and it's January 25th, 2016. It's 8 a.m. in North Central West Virginia on the East Coast of the United States. Hope this finds you well in the Lord today after kind of a messy weekend digging out from Winter Storm Jonas. We want to go today to a very important subject. We look around us, and something in our finite brains tells us that that everything's going to stay the same. But according to the Word of God, that's not going to happen. Paul said we go from glory to glory to glory to glory if we know the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Job said, "I'll wait all the days of my life for my change." His hope wasn't in his present circumstances that he was going through. I've never read of a man or heard of a man going through as much as he is. I'm sure people have went through some stuff. There's no doubt in my mind. And their faith in God has sustained them and kept them. And the Bible declares that we need to contend for the faith that was once given unto the saints. Stir up the gift of God that's on the inside of us. And that main gift would be the gift of faith, and also believe God, regardless of every circumstance and every situation. So we want to talk today about a mystery that the Word of God talks about in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Paul writes, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed." A scientific term, I guess, is metamorphosis, like a caterpillar stuck in a cocoon and waiting, anticipating the day when he will grow wings and fly out there as a changed butterfly, where we leave one state to another state. This is the hope, Christian, of the born-again man and woman, that we don't take a whole lot of stock in our flesh and blood. Now, there's a thin line there. We, of course, we have to take care of ourselves and do the best we can to occupy until he comes. But we have to realize that this flesh and blood, which we are captives of, is not eternal. We are definitely temporal. If you've been in the world any length of time, you can see that man is temporal. The Bible says the days of man are short and full of woe, full of problems, full of situations. This world is at times a very difficult place to live. But we have a change in mind. The Word of God declares in 1 Corinthians 15:52, "In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." He says, "Behold, I show you a mystery." This mystery is only revealed to the new covenant people, the one who have their hope in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who are born again, who have accepted him. The Bible says when we are saved that we are no longer the old man, but we put on the new man, and with that new man comes a certain amount of discernment. As we seek him, the Bible declares we will get more discernment. He said in Jeremiah 33:3, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Now, you know, so many people are looking for another revelation when we should be looking for the revelation of this book that I hold in my hand right now, which is the Holy Bible, that his word be revealed unto us. The Bible says that every T is crossed and every I is dotted, and God goes to seek and to perform his word, that heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word will never, ever pass away. So Paul said, I show you a mystery, 1 Corinthians 15:50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit corruption. There's a line drawn in eternity, and God declares through his inspired word that flesh and blood will not enter there. Flesh, and I'm not a Greek scholar, I'll do my best to pronounce some of these words. Flesh in the Greek is sarx, which is the symbol of that which is external, human nature, with all its frailties, with all its weaknesses, with all its flaws. The Bible declares that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 6 talks about our sin nature. The blood means of men and of animals, that which can be shed, that which if we lose our blood, then we lose our life. God put emphasis on the blood in the Old Testament. In Leviticus 17:11, he says, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for it is blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Now we draw a line here between the blood of men and the blood of Jesus Christ, which is the perfect blood. And we're not going to get into that a whole lot today, but the blood of Jesus Christ was perfect. And God prophesied here, saying, I'm going to put this blood on the altar that your sins might be atoned. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Philippians 3 says, tells us that we have no confidence in the flesh, that we take no regard for the flesh. The Lord spoke and said, woe unto them that lean upon the arm of flesh. What we do today, we many people are leaning on the arm of flesh, trying to satisfy the flesh. So we have no confidence in the flesh. Philippians 3:3, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Matthew 16:17, and Jesus answered and said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed unto thee, but by my Father which is in heaven. We see the difference between flesh and spirit. 1 Corinthians 15:51, as we read before, behold, I show you a mystery. A mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Mystery is something that where the mouth of the prophet or there's something held back for until a certain season when the revelation will be given. The Spirit of God told Daniel to shut up the book until the time of the end. I believe if you want revelation, I believe if you want to know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, have a more intimate relationship with him, I believe it's there. He holds no good thing from his people. He's no respecter of persons. He says, call unto me, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Psalms 25:14 says, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and will show them his covenant. Now, the covenant we're talking about that we're living in today, that we don't no longer kill our farm animals, but we are talking about the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Proverbs 3:32 says, for the froward is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. In other words, there's knowledge. There's spiritual discernment that comes with knowing the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because the Bible declares that we have the Holy Spirit, which will lead us and guide us into all truth and all righteousness. That's why we need to seek to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit leads us and guides us. The Spirit draws us. Without the drawing of the Spirit, there's no way that a man or woman, boy or girl, can be saved. In Matthew 13:11, he says, and he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. This is Jesus speaking when he spoke in parables. And they said, why do you speak in parables? He said, because this people has no understanding. But if we know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then the Word of God declares that we have a certain amount and not We haven't attained it all yet. We haven't got it all. The Word of God declares that the times and the seasons are in the hand of the Father. He'll let us know on a need-to-know basis. And always revelation is for edification of the body of Christ. It's not so man can lift himself up and say, look what I see, or look what I've done, or look what the Lord has showed me. I'm special. The Bible says pride comes before a fall, and haughty spirit before destruction. This gospel is universal. It's not to be held, to be marketed. Okay, I'll go on here. But the Word of God says that there's mysteries of the kingdom of heaven that are given to those that seek him. Call me, seek me, and I'll show you things that you know not. The Word of God declares in the book of Revelation that when the mark of the beast comes on the scene, that those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life will not take the mark because they discern this mark. They discern the time. They discern the evil that's in the world. They discern this worldly system and how men are deceived and being deceived, the Word of God says. And will deceive many. Deception is one of the enemy's greatest tools he uses. And he'll use it against us. The Bible declares the very elect be deceived if possible. If we run around saying, well, I can't be deceived, I can't be taken down, then we are walking in pride. The Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, goes about seeking whom he can destroy and seeking whom he can devour. In Luke 8:17, the Word of God declares, for nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be made known and come abroad. Isaiah 52:6, therefore my people shall know my name, therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. Matthew 11:30 talks about the yoke of the Lord, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And the Word of God declares, we shall not all sleep. Sleep. In other words, this is a type of death. This is according to the Word of God, those that are laying in the grave today, waiting for the resurrection, when their spiritual body will reunite with that body that when they put it in the ground was corrupted, but the Word of God declares it'll come out with incorruption. The Bible says we will be changed. We will be made different. Philippians 3:21 says, who will change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Talk about the restitution of all things. Vile means of depression, of oppression, of a low estate. Where there's the flesh and blood that we have now, when you were born, you started to die. We are growing older, all of us. Amen. So we don't put faith and trust in this flesh. We know the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die. We know that because we are living under the fall. As many said, the clinging vines of the fall, and the fallout, so to speak. But 1 Corinthians 15:52 says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. In a moment, I think the Greek word is autonomous, which is uncut, an appointed time, a time set by the Father. It's not for us to know the times and the seasons, the Word of God says. In the twinkling of an eye, the jerk of an eye, in an instant, the twinkling, just in a microsecond, so to speak, things will change. The trump is the final trump, the final blast of the trumpet. The Word of God declares, Jesus said, I do a new thing. When the restitution of all things shall be accomplished, when we receive the glorification that is promised to the threefold, the justification, the sanctification, and now the glorification when we either go by the way of the grave or we are raptured out of here. Matthew 24:31, he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, for one end of heaven to the other. 1 Peter 1:5 says, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Paul said, I haven't obtained yet. He said, I fought the good fight. He said, I'm ready. He said things like absent from the body to be present with the Lord. He understood the temporal part of this life, that what we see, what we touch, what we feel, what we even go through, we are captives of time. We are living in time. God's not constrained by time. We are. Amen. The word, Psalmist David said that my times or my longevity or whatever it might be is in the hands of God. My times, I trust unto Him. Amen. Then one day the Word of God declares we will cross over where there will be time no more, eternity, where we'll no longer be what we are now, but changed in the twinkling of an eye. First Thessalonians 4:16, for the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Those alive remaining shall be caught up in the air, the Bible says, to be with Him for how long? Ever. This is what we are looking for, the eternal city of an almighty God. If this is all there is, what's going on in this world, then we are men and women most miserable. But we have the blessed hope. 1 Corinthians 15:53 says, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. This mortal is, we are mortal now. We are liable to die because of the fall. But our eternity and our new life was accomplished at the cross. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. See, we have hope today, that this is not all there is, that there be an end of sorrows and heartaches and death and mayhem and sickness and disease and wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and a pestilence. Want to worry about dealing with things like this in the days which we shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye. This is our blessed hope. Now this, we don't get so mindful of this that we don't function here, because we're called to occupy until He comes. We're called until He gets us out of here to preach the gospel. That's all of us, just not preachers, card-carrying preachers, but all of us are to be witnesses of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:54 says, so when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death followed up in victory. Isaiah 25:8 says, He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of His people shall take away from off the earth, for the Lord have spoken this. This is, he makes reference here to the persecution that's coming to the Christian. We don't have time to get into all that. We've talked about that before, that it is coming. 1 Corinthians 15:26 says, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Amen. Paul said, though death were thy sting, a grave, where is thy victory? Hebrews 2:15 talks about men and women walking with the fear of death on them. And Hebrews 2:15 says, and deliver them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. So the bottom line here, if we know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then we're not really going to die. Oh, yeah, the physical will. But the Word of God declares that we are going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. When we lay our loved ones in the graves here, and they know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's just for a time, just for a season. And then there's going to be this great reunion according to the Word of God. Amen. We believe this today. 1 Corinthians 15:55 states, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Sting in the Greek is poison. Poison. What's happened at the fall? Men begin to die after Adam and Eve committed high treason against God and gave the dominion to this world to Satan. Or the Word of God declares he is for a time and a season. He is the God of this world. See, men think they're pulling their own string, but they're not. They are simply puppets in the hands of a world system, which is controlled by spirits and the supernatural that we don't even see. You say, well, that's far out. Okay, we can sit around all day and watch shows about UFOs and think that's okay. Amen. My. We live in a supernatural world. We live where there's an unseen world that affects what goes on in the seen. And, you know, I read a long time ago that as the coming of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ comes closer, that there'll be a great, great increase in the want for the supernatural. We're there now. Check out your movies. But they're not tapping into the right thing. They're tapping into the wrong thing, and UFOs have a lot to do with that. Okay, death place of the departed souls, Sheol, Hades, Gehenna, the second death. This is all things that we escape. We escape the sting of those things. Hosea 13:14 says, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. My. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. People talk about the angel of death. 1 Corinthians 15:56 says, the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. The wages of sin is death, according to the word of God. And the only cure, the only remedy for sin is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his shed blood, which he did over 2,000 years ago on a cross at a place called Golgotha, the place of the skull, word of God declares. So there's a sting to death, but knowing the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ takes the sting away and guarantees us that we have new life in him. Now we have it. We are born again now. We are under the benefits of justification by faith. We are under the benefits of sanctification. And we're looking for our glorification. This is what the Word of God says, that this is not all there is. Thank God, this is not all there is. If this was all there was, how will we be men and women most miserable? 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the key to being changed. It's accepting the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We're not going to get out of this world as we are, as flesh and as blood. We will be changed one way or the other. The Bible says that many will die in corruption, and in corruption they shall be resurrected. The Word of God says, they'll say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I knew you not. If you don't know the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, then you need to know him. You need to receive this eternal life we're talking about. You need to be guaranteed of this change that is coming to the believer. We shall not remain the same. As Job said, I'll wait all the days of my life for my change. Amen. We wait upon the Lord. We trust God. The Word of God declares that the outer man is dying day by day, but the inner man is being strengthened by the Spirit of God, when all things shall be made new. That's what he said. All things shall be made new. Revelation 21 says he'll take his holy hanky and wipe away the tears. Amen. Behold, all things are made new. This is our hope today. This is what we trust in. Amen. We, as Abraham, we look for a city whose foundation and whose builder and maker is God. We live in no continuing city. We are not even citizens of this world. We're not even citizens. Set your affection on things above rather than on things below. It's okay to get a little heavenly minded. The Bible says meditate upon these things. These things shall keep you in perfect peace. Why? Because we have that rock, that solid rock, and that solid rock is Jesus Christ. He's our foundation. He's our hope. His finished work saved us, delivered us, healed us, and someday will change us to be glorified in the image of him. As he is, so shall we be. If you don't know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today, ask him into your heart. Ask him into your spirit. Repent of your sins. Believe that God resurrected Jesus from the grave through his quickening spirit. Where God declares he sits at the right hand of the Father right now, making intercession for me and for you. And turn, the Bible says. Find you a good Bible-believing church. I said a good Bible-believing church that preached the Word of God, which is what we need. He sent his Word and he healed them. If you need healing today, he's still healing. By his stripes, we are healed. Trust him. You can lay hands on yourself. Get you some anointing oil. Anoint yourself in the name of Jesus. When the days which we're living now, the big snowstorm, it's hard for people to get out. But you can take a little bit of oil, anoint yourself, and believe God. No power in the oil, just an act of faith, believing that he still heals. By his stripes we are healed. If you're battling in your mind today, the Bible declares he was chastised for our peace of mind. He says, not as the world gives peace, but my peace. It's a separate peace. It's a comforting peace. It's a peace with hope. The world needs hope. People need hope, and the hope is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for your word today, as we've done our best today, Lord, and Lord, we feel sometimes like we stumble and Lord, like we bumble around, but we know today you said your word would not come back void, but it'll do that which you sent it to do. Anybody that hears this word today, let their life be changed. Let the light come on in their soul, Lord. My Lord, let light shine in their life today. Let them know there's a way out of the darkness that the enemy tries to bring in their lives and the destruction he tries to bring upon them. We ask you, Lord, to set them free, because you said those the Son set free is free indeed. Draw them with your Spirit, Father, and may they call out to you and cry out to you. And ask you, Lord, to help them in their time of need. You said you're a present help in the time of trouble, and we believe that today. We thank you for everything you've done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank God for his word today. Until tomorrow, God bless each and every one of you.
This has been Truth in God's Word Radio with Pastor Jim Newsom. Our email address is truthintheword777@gmail.com. The Word of God declares, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Jesus is coming very soon. Until next time, may God bless each and every one of you. And the meek shall endure.